Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I've had a little trouble getting that out today, or this week. Well, of course, we have lots of activity, but let's start with prayer. My hope is in Jesus because he leads me to bear fruit that lasts in eternity. For such a time as this, we thank you, O Father, for all your many blessings upon each of us and upon this nation, which was once recognized as yours. We have been asleep. We have been selfish and self-absorbed by our own wants and our own silly desires. You provide us all the tools we need to be your beacon to this world. You fill us up when we are empty, and you give us spirits of hope. I ask you to continue to guard and protect President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. Guide them with your wisdom. Give them the gift of discernment that they might know and be able to separate the information given to them on a daily basis. Watch over them as well as their families, keeping them safe from all harm and from the evils of this world, particularly that which attacks them daily here in our own land. Bless CSC Talk Radio as you did Jabez. That you would bless me or the show and enlarge our territory. May your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And God granted that request to Jabez, and I pray that you will also grant that to CSC Talk Radio. Not that CSC Talk Radio or me would be great or large, but that the territory we increase will be for your glory. Bless today's show, and may I speak wisdom and truth. May I give food for thought and hope for our lives. May we be compelled and encouraged to keep our eyes open and use our ears to hear. May we also learn to put feet to our prayers and be active for you and for American liberty, that we might all be your beacons to this world. It is for such a time as this, and in these times, that we humbly pray and ask your forgiveness and help us to turn from our own wicked ways, to return to the God we love, and to bring America home. Amen. Well, it's been a busy night. It was a busy night yesterday. Lots of stuff going on. Not good. Not good at all. The president will be speaking to America today, or to the world. It might be even during this hour. I have not heard as to when he will speak. I want to use today to encourage you. I have said, get active, and that I have suggestion sheet that actually came from CNN. Rudy had provided it to me, and it was kind of informative. I thought it was kind of neat. Oh my, have I misplaced it already? And, there it is. I want to use it today to encourage you and to help you and help, you know, it is a new year. Remember I said we have to have a plan. Well, I have failed to have a plan. I have ideas, but unless you have a plan to put those ideas to work, you don't get a whole lot done. So whether it's your dieting or getting things organized, whatever the case may be, you have to have a plan. And I've said, get active. And that I have the suggestion sheet. But earlier, I believe it was yesterday, a faithful listener, whom I have never met that I can recall, but I value his emails and his opinions, he sent me his take and his suggestion for making a difference and getting involved. Remember, our founding fathers and fighters were a mere 2 to 3% of the population. Would you say they made a difference? Just that small number? Yes, I do realize it became war. But they made a way for us. And that, I pray, will guide us back to life, liberty, and the truth of pursuing happiness and property and prosperity. Along with this, I want to discuss and share a few other pieces of news that I believe we should keep our eyes on. Know that there's always an agenda, and your discernment needs to be used as well as common sense. So we'll start with some of those. And one is, you can only fool people if they don't know what's going on. You know that? So that's one reason you've got to stay active. Stay informed. Stay educated. So when this popped up today, and I'm thinking, well, why would anyone buy this story? Why would anyone think that there's any truth to this? It says, if you've been receiving text messages that you've been selected for the military draft, you should know that those messages are fraudulent. Well, yeah, duh. But not everybody lived through what we have lived through. But if you'll remember, the draft was eliminated back in 1973. But there's always somebody there trying to get your information, cheat you, trick you. There's always that guy or gal around the corner ready to take what is yours. So, the Army has been telling everyone this is not real. Don't pay attention to it. Be advised, it is fraudulent. Now, all of you, I'm sure, know that Iran decided to hit back last night or yesterday. And so they attacked the U.S. military bases in, or at least one airstrip in Iraq. And therefore, people are in fear that we could be breaking out in war. Now, I have not heard any news yet this morning. I come in here and I get the news from yesterday and last night. But I haven't had any breaking news as to any new information this morning. As of last night, the last I heard, there was no American casualties. And it would appear that it was a hit just to say we hit back, to show a little strength, but not to poke the bear too hard. They don't want to poke. They can't figure President Trump out. Neither can Congress. Neither can Nancy Pelosi. They just can't figure him out. He's always way ahead of them on the chess game. But Iran, this I do have, their parliament, yes, they have a government too. They're not just a bunch of crazy people running around in and out of caves like we'd like to envision. They are organized. And their parliament passed a bill. Hey, they passed a bill. That's more than ours could do. It designated the U.S. forces as terrorists. While passing the bill, the parliament chanted, "Death to America." And later stated, "Any aid to these forces, including military, intelligence, financial, technical, service, or logistical, will be considered a cooperation in a terrorist act." And it's done. And we are terrorists. What about Congress? Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Because they've had a bill sitting there since March 12th of 2019. I don't even know what year it is. And they've done nothing. Nothing, folks, except impeach a president. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Liberty Oilfield Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change, but banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period, Liberty Oilfield Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oilfield Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So I was talking about Iran took no time, their parliament, to consider all U.S. forces and anybody that helps us or any of our allies will be considered terrorists. Yet, let me see, where is that? Since March 12th of 2019, this bill has been sitting in our Congress and the House of Representatives that have been so busy, so busy impeaching a president that they ignore the dangers for the American people. But this bill is for them to consider, it says, to direct, it's H.R. 1700. It was in their first session last year. To direct the Secretary of State to submit to Congress a report on the designation of the Rosana Reynosa Los Metros faction of the Gulf Cartel, the Jalisco New Generation Cartel, and the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas as foreign terrorist organizations and for other purposes. In other words, we need to designate the cartels as terrorists because that's what they are. They are terrorizing Americans. They are terrorizing on the border. They are terrorizing in other nations. That's all they do. But that Congress doesn't want to do that because they're just, you know, they're products of a bad upbringing, and we should have more sympathy and empathy for them and open our borders and let them all in so that we can make their lives better. Is that what they really think? Or is Congress profiting from the cartel? Do you ever wonder about that? I mean, this is supposed to be the war on drugs. The war on drugs got lost a long time ago. Yet, do you notice that Congress people get richer and richer and richer? The more wars we have, whether they're domestic social wars like the war on poverty or the war on drugs, we get poorer and they get richer. Have you ever noticed that? Well, this bill, they've been sitting on it since the first quarter of 2019 session. And they've done nothing. Absolutely nothing. But Iran had made haste to make sure that we were designated as terrorists to the world, at least to them. It is a crazy world that we're living in. And as we talk about getting active, I want you to know that today is 299 days, under 300 days, to election. The presidential election, which also will be Senate elections and House of Representative elections. And Rudy handed me a note. February 3rd is the Iowa caucus. That's coming right up. That's just around the corner. That's the day after Groundhog Day. Maybe there will be a repeat of something. I don't know. And I always think of Groundhog's Day. I never used to think Groundhog's Day was anything, but I had a grandchild, great-grandchild, actually, born on Groundhog's Day. And my ex-boss, my late boss, he wasn't my ex-boss, he believed in Groundhog's Day, and he thought it should be a national holiday. Now, he was just being silly about that, but he did like Groundhog's Day, I think, just because he did. He didn't particularly care for Poxicani Phil, however you say his name. Because he said, that Pennsylvania groundhog can't tell me what's going on in Missouri. He said, we got to pay attention to the Missouri groundhogs. No. Anyway, he was a lot of fun. Most days. Not every day. So, activism. For you to become active. To make a difference. First of all, I challenge you, as believers, to be in prayer. And I believe in miracles. I believe in prayer. I also believe in being active. I also believe in putting feet to those prayers. And I will have to say, other than all the stepping out of faith, which has been a great deal that I have done to be here with you now, I can't say I've done a lot of stepping out on faith to do some of these other things that I possibly should be doing. Because I'm all consumed with bringing truth to you. And encouragement and hope. I don't want to be like other talk show hosts. That made it sound like they were all bad. I didn't mean that. But we got to be a little different. But Gary has always been active. And he's titled this Citizen Activism. And his main point to his email to me, and he's from Wisconsin. I believe I'm correct on that. Is to develop relationships with our state legislators. How many of us have done that? Remember, we've talked about taking him out to coffee. Rudy's raising his hand. He's a teacher's pet. We've talked about it, taking him out to coffee, not just when you're upset with something they've done, but when you appreciate something they've done, or you think maybe they need to understand something before they actually act or vote. He says to me, you've mentioned the need for citizen activism a number of times recently, Beth. This is a message about citizen activism that I sent to a few friends. Now, he always does this. He'll send me something that he's already sent out to other people, whether it's legislators or other people that he's trying to encourage to do something. I really have a lot of respect for this man. I've not met him. But he says, after my meeting with our state legislator several weeks ago, he'd sent this letter out. He says, we have to develop personal relationships with our state legislators. Now, he didn't, you know, he's talking on the state level here. And I want to take a moment here to remind you how important that is. And these deep staters, the New World Order, the globalists, they don't want to just take over D.C. They want to take over Missouri, Wisconsin, Illinois, Kentucky, South Carolina, North Carolina, South Dakota, North Dakota, Kansas, Arkansas, all 50 states. So they are actively making sure that you elect their kind of people. He says, I was at the Republican office in 2010, on the day that my current state legislator first announced that she was going to run for office. I introduced myself and talked to her, even before the monthly meeting started. In fact, I volunteered to help man the Republican office during that election season. This early contact with her. She has grown to trust me as a person, and because of our in-depth discussion, she even trusts my opinions. With that in mind, my legislator had a listening session scheduled recently at the local library. So I emailed her several weeks ago ahead of that and asked her to stop by my home afterwards to discuss a point of interest. I described it. We set up a time, and she stopped over after her regular listening session was concluded. I had two objectives in mind for this informal meeting. Number one, to briefly touch base with her once again on the subject of the current efforts in our state legislature to request that Congress call a new constitutional convention, and to reinforce my previously outlined objections to any new Article 5 convention. He and I stand together on that. I know that I don't with many of you. But I want to share with you what his point is. He's not trying to get you to agree with him. He's trying to tell you, you've got to form a relationship with these people. You can't just say, oh, look what they've done. But if you didn't give them your side of the story, they don't know. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have to be active. You can't bring America home by just sitting there. You just can't. Keep your eyes open and be ready to act. And we will be right back. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So Gary goes on and explains. He wanted to talk to her about the Constitution Convention and how he's against that and why. And then he wanted to talk to her about firearms. He wanted her to know the truth about the Second Amendment and some of the things that are going on with the legislation that they have. And then he carried on here. He tells her, he's telling me things that he shared with her. Okay. But then he says, I told her that I not only want to have the smartest legislator at the Capitol, but I also wanted the most well-informed legislators. Think about that. How can they possibly write laws about something that they have almost no familiarity with? Now, you know, our first thing is, well, they should. That's their business. Well, unfortunately, it's not many of their businesses. And they don't know. He says, my basic point here is that I could not have accomplished either of these goals if I had not first cultivated a personal relationship with my legislator over a period of years. And I suggest that these are things that we could easily accomplish at a regular monthly GOP meeting. Now, Rudy is very involved with the GOP here in Montauk County. He's writing something down. I want him to pay attention. What would you say?
I hear you.
What would you say about your turnout at those meetings?
We have the same faithful folks, you know, all the time. But we have a big Lincoln Days dinner coming up, and that's well attended.
Okay. Montauk County.
Montauk County, yeah.
Okay. So I've only gone to a couple of those meetings. Because I find them boring. Sorry.
Hey, just because you're not the speaker doesn't.
My point is, Beth needs to do what she preaches. Now, I also have an article here from a gentleman in Pennsylvania. No, he's not a listener. He writes for Make America. For America Greatness, that new website that I have founded, that I found. I didn't find it. I find it. I didn't founded it. Does that make sense? I discovered it.
There you go.
I didn't create it. I discovered it. And I didn't write down who wrote this one. It's the craziest thing. They have their authors on there, but when you hit the print button, they remove who the author is off of that. Oh, I know who this. No, it wasn't either. I was going to say, I know who this was. It was Prager, but it was not. But he does write for them. Anyway, I'll figure it out. But he says, Pittsburgh, Darren Kelly, president of the powerful Allegheny-Fayette County Central Labor Council, says that not one of the Democratic candidates running for president has reached out to him to ask about or listen to what union families in western Pennsylvania are looking for in a nominee to challenge President Donald Trump in November. Not one, he says. Not one, not Biden, not Lizzie, not Buttigieg. Who's the other one?
Bernie, not
Bernie,
even Bernie.
Not Bernie.
Oh, my gosh.
Not any of them. Not a one of them. Booker, is he still?
No, he's done.
He jumped out a while back, didn't he? And Castro last week. Of course, Pennsylvania is coal country. And he does take a little offense to the comments that Joe Biden made about coal people. And they weren't really too excited about Hillary Clinton calling everyone a basket of deplorables and that she's going to put you out of business, you coal people. She said that to this man's face, not this man, but the man she was talking to back in 2016. He says they are spending way too much time. Now listen to this. They are spending way too much time listening to elites that sit on their staff or advise them, or worse yet, taking the voters' pulse from Twitter, and zero time listening to Midwest swing voters. It doesn't matter who politicians talk to. Are you listening? But it sure does matter who they listen to. So where are you? Are you, I don't necessarily mean in their face as being yelling and screaming, but are you making yourself available to the legislators? Now, these are the guys running for president that he's complaining about. And he has a right to. So they're standing up there telling everyone. They're even going to put people in jail. And this guy that's telling this story, that's complaining that they aren't talking to him, would be one of those. Anybody who runs a fossil fuel company's done. Go put him in jail. That's what Biden said. Gonna put you out of business. Biden says you can learn how to do coding. If anybody can throw coal in a furnace, you can learn how to do. I'm not sure who he's insulting, but I think it's everybody. He's so clueless because I don't think that's what coal miners do. I don't think they're shoveling coal into some big fiery furnace to heat the nation.
He's so far out of touch. It's crazy.
They're all so far out of touch. And excuse me, but Joe Biden has always been a phony baloney. He's never been real. yet he's always gotten elected. How did that happen? Lizzie is a fraud. She lies at every turn. Bernie Sanders is a socialist. He's a communist. And yet we have young people and old people. I've seen it's not all young people at his rallies that want to be taken care of.
Me too.
They want the they want the government to take care of them. You know, it boggles my mind that Americans, every year on the 4th of July, we love our barbecues, our root beer. Many of you love your beer. We love the fireworks. We burn our fingers. We claim our independence, and the next day we're looking for our government check. That's not independence. Now, I believe that some social programs are good. We talked about this yesterday. People who are in need and really cannot take care of themselves or have children that are completely disabled or disabled, they need help. Nobody's objecting to helping them. But it never stops there. It just grows and grows and grows. To where we've got crazy politicians standing up saying, we want everybody to have a salary, whether you're working or not. Well, yeah, who wants to get up in the morning and go to work? Rudy does, and he doesn't get paid.
I get a freedom dividend just because we're working so hard.
Yeah. This is his activism. He's really a Republican spy. He's here for the Montauk County Republican Committee to spy and see if their local nationally syndicated talk show host is doing the right thing. Well, we're going to head into a break here shortly. Local politics and activism coming from CNN, I thought it was actually pretty good advice. Not as good advice as Gary, but it's going to get you started. It doesn't take a whole lot to go up and shake a hand and say, can we talk? Let's have a cup of coffee. You know, why do we buy the chatter and the rhetoric of somebody like Elizabeth Warren, who has lied at every turn in her life, when we have a man with a rifle, with a gun in a church, that says a complete congregation, and she says, I don't feel safer because somebody has a gun. Of course you don't. You've got guards with guns. Let's take them all away and see how much safer you feel. They don't have a clue. But you can render them a clue. And we will be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you, with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message. Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to...
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I have to laugh. I confess everything. If you'd have been watching, if you were watching on Facebook, because we do the show Facebook Live, you'd have seen me doing some kind of a little crazy scooting dance here, trying to. I was sitting on my earphone cord, and it was driving me crazy. And the more I moved, the more it got tight. It was like a trapped. Have you ever had those Chinese puzzles? You know.
Yeah, that's what it was like. Yeah.
Kind of like that.
The more you wiggle, the tighter it got.
The more it's like Tar Baby. All right, back to business. I'm sorry. Local politics and activism. Now, this was coming from CNN. Of course, they don't want you. They want you fighting against President Donald Trump. I want you fighting for your communities. Does that make sense? I want you to fight for your communities, for your states, and then your nation. Number one is know who your local legislators are. Do you know who your local, it says legislators and politicians. I'm sure what that means, but do you know who they are? Sometimes it's hard to keep up with them. I have trouble keeping up with my local ones because they change all the time. Unlike some, they actually have term limits. Know how to get in touch with them. Now, if you need, you can call your capital, I'm sure, your state capital. If you ever need to know your federal ones, we have that. We keep it here in this studio, although I'm looking at that pile. It seems to be buried.
Just Rudy give us,
he gave a very scared look.
Just give us about a week to find it. We'll get back to you.
It won't take a week. It's right there in the bottom of that pile. Number three, identify an issue you care about. You know what we should do? We should put it up on the wall.
Good idea.
Identify an issue you care about and pursue it. That's what Gary was talking about. Attend the town hall meetings.
Ugh.
Oh, my gosh. You'd have to miss. What would you have to miss?
The Bachelor.
Survivor. Rudy likes to watch Survivor. You'd have to miss Survivor. I'd have to miss Fox News because that's all I do all night is watch Fox News. By the way, I'm very proud of Josh Hawley.
Me too.
I had my doubts about the man, but I'm very proud of him thus far. Attend city council meetings. Get to know your local school board. Join your local PTA. I think it's called PTO mostly, but your local PTA. Now, that I, you know, usually if you don't have kids, you're probably not a part of that, because that's parents. Mobilize more people to support your cause. You know, it was interesting yesterday, I think it was yesterday, when Mike from Virginia called. Was that yesterday or Monday? It was Monday. And he was talking about what he was doing, and he couldn't tell us everything because they were organizing. And I heard later that they had made some big news there in Virginia.
Yeah, that state's in upheaval right now.
It is.
It's interesting to watch what's going to happen there.
Yes. Join a voting league and political organization. In other words, it says a nonpartisan group. How could it be nonpartisan? Come on. Of the League of Women Voters. It's already partisan right there. It's only women. Is a good way to get informed. I don't know how they thought I was. Did they know I was female when I was reading this? That's scary. Register to act on behalf of the political party. Join a campaign. Volunteer at their headquarters. These are things that Gary said he had done.
Yeah.
Attend and organize rallies and events. That's something Rudy does.
Well, it's really hard for us because there's a lot of times they're in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week, and here we are right now.
We can't go to them, yeah, especially at the Capitol, the state Capitol. I have had to take off. They've asked me to speak or be an MC at the state Capitol, and I have to do something about the show because it's always during the hour of the show. So I don't do that too much because I believe this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yep.
But I am a speaker, and if you want to hire me to come speak, give us a call here in the office, and we will do that. Volunteer to work at polling places. Pound the pavement. Volunteer to register voters. And vote. I heard somebody saying the other night that they weren't going to vote. Because they don't like any of the candidates for president, so they're not going to vote. So they're just going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Because they don't like anybody, so I'm just not going to vote. In other words, I'm going to leave it up to everyone else how I run my life. It's kind of what it sounds like to me. Now, I know some of you say, now, Beth, you know there's a lot of voter fraud. You know this and you know that. If it really made that big a difference, we wouldn't have President Donald Trump. He didn't get there because of voter fraud. Or Russia.
He got there because of Facebook. That's what I read this morning.
Now, we'll have to talk about that tomorrow. We'll talk about Facebook tomorrow. We're not going to talk about Facebook today. Facebook's not always our friend. Bottom line, get involved. Make yourself available. Meet your legislators. Your state legislators. Know your local politicians, your local, they're not called legislators, your mayor, your sheriff, your councilman, your alderman, your commissioners, county commissioners, city commissioners. Know who they are. Make yourself available. And let them know how you feel about things, not in a bad way necessarily, but make your voice heard. We have been the forgotten people because we have forgotten to be people. Free people. We have forgotten to be we the people. Now, before I sign off the air here, I have been asked to make an announcement. This is something local. And they do go around to different areas, so you might want to give somebody a call about this or look it up online. But Lavoie, Dead Man Walking, it's episode 2. They do have it in a movie, film. And they are going to be meeting in Tipton, Missouri. at the Como Connect meeting room on January 20th at 6 p.m. We met with them there when they were there, was it last year sometime. Lavoie Finnegan was a patriot. How does the rest of the world see him? When you get to know the man, now that he's gone, he didn't want to get involved. He just wanted the ranch. But they kept getting attacked. Legislatively. They want your land. That pursuit of happiness is property. Prosperity. That you don't become serfs to your own property, which we have these days. Because we've been unaware. So like I said yesterday, in order for us to bring America home, we need to be active. And when we do, we will bring America home.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.